Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside. Welcome to Couch Time with Amy Wine, the podcast that's all about helping high achievers like you thrive in life, relationships, and business. Hey there, I'm your host, Amy Wine, and each week I will be bringing you insights, inspiration, and practical strategies to help you live your best life. So whether you're looking to improve your relationships, grow your business, or find more meaning and purpose, you have come to the right place. With expert interviews, real-life stories, and actionable advice, Couch Time with Amy Wine is the ultimate guide to personal growth and success. So grab your cup of coffee or tea, like me, get comfortable on that couch, and join me for real life, real relationships, real people. It is time to take your life to the next level, and I am here to help you every step of the way. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to the couch. This is Amy, and today we're going to dive right in and talking about listening. Listen up, ladies and gentlemen, because we are going to learn everything you ever wanted to know and then some about listening to hear, how to start defending, and start hearing what other people are saying to you. This is a vital skill, whether it's a relationship with your spouse, your friends, your children, your coworkers, your employees, somebody you're in negotiations with, whatever it is. You have to be able to listen to hear. And when you actually listen to hear, the other person is more likely to share information with you. And you're more likely to understand the information being shared with you. But how often do you get into a situation where somebody is talking to you and you are already jumping ahead to your response or your defense, your rebuttal, so to speak? You know what I'm talking about. So let's get simple first. Let's talk about your first skill. I'm going to give you three quick skills, and then we're going to talk about defensiveness. Nonverbal attending. It is when someone gives you your full attention without saying anything, right? They are nonverbal attending you. They're giving you their full attention without saying anything. It's the same for you. If you're going to listen to your spouse talk about something and maybe it's uncomfortable, you're going to want to do skill number one, nonverbal attending. Give them your full attention and just keep your mouth shut. Don't talk. So there's four things you can do to ensure this and that you stay in this mode. One, you could keep your body open to the other person. You can maintain moderate levels of eye contact. You don't have to stare them down, but keep eye contact. Don't be looking at your phone or the TV. And you can use simple gestures to communicate to the other person that you're listening and encouraging them to go on. This could be hand gestures or nodding your head. And then four, stay silent. Listen without interrupting. You may want to interrupt, but you need to listen without interrupting. The second skill you need to have to listen to hear is reflecting. Reflecting is simply being kind of a parrot. You're going to repeat or rephrase what you heard from the other person. People like having their thoughts and feelings reflected back to them. You kind of become a reporter, right? And you just simply say back to them what
they said to you. So if your wife says, hey, it's been a really long time since we've been on a date and I'm hurt and I kind of feel neglected. Instead of saying, but I've been so busy and, you know, I planned it and we just haven't been able to go or the kids were sick. No, you simply don't even talk about that. You simply say, I hear you say, we haven't been on a date in a really long time. And that is causing you to feel neglected and hurt. Period. So you don't really have to repeat it word for word. You can summarize the essence of what they said rather than transcribing it and being that parrot. But until you're good at it, you might want to just be a parrot, right? And parrots, what? They repeat everything back. So you don't have to do that. But while you're practicing and getting in the rhythm, what happens is you've just acknowledged that you heard what your wife said. And hearing and agreeing are two different things. So this could be your wife, your children, again, business relationships. Hearing and agreeing are two different things. You may not agree that she should feel upset and neglected because you haven't been on a date night. It doesn't matter. You heard her. You never said you agreed with her. I heard what you're saying. I hear you saying blank, or it sounds as though blank, or so blank. Those are three ways that you could summarize back to them what they're feeling. Instead of saying all the reasons why we haven't been on a date, because all that does is detract and not acknowledge what she's saying. So she will not feel heard. She will not feel listened to. And again, take this into all relationships. Skill number three that you need to have for listening to hear is asking open-ended questions. So you want to listen first without responding. You want to reflect second before you ask an open-ended question. That is vital to understand. These have to go in order. Then it's, I'm interested in what you just said versus I'm interested in your response to what I want to hear about. You get what I'm saying? If you do the listening without responding, the reflecting, I heard what you say, before you ask an open-ended question, it tells the person you're speaking to that you're interested in what they just said to you. Or if you don't do that, all it says is I'm interested in your response to what I want to hear about, to what's important to me. So one of the most concise ways to ask a question is simply to repeat back a keyword with an upward intonation in your tone. For example, if someone says, I just feel like the world is so dangerous, you could say, dangerous? It invites the other person to elaborate on what they just said, right? Or you can ask what questions for an open-ended questions. You could hear and say back, hey, I hear you saying that you're upset and hurt and feeling a little neglected that we haven't been able to go on a date night. And I'm just wondering, what do you feel has happened that we haven't been able to get that date night in? You already probably know the answer, but now you've asked an open-ended question to see what they're thinking, right? What questions are great for open-ended questions? But here's your final thing to keep in mind about listening with attention, not responding, reflecting it back and open-ended questions. These tools are intended to help promote understanding by developing a greater connection. Because at the end of the day, isn't connection the most important thing? Again, this works for everybody. I love to teach skills that's going to help you in your personal life, your relationships, and your business. It really is this simple. However, the number one thing that trips people up when they're trying to listen to hear is they start being defensive.
If you're looking for even more support and guidance on your personal growth journey, in your marriage, or even in your business, then I invite you to check out the Thrive Life Collective app. Our holistic approach rooted in research, science, and scripture can help you strengthen your life, relationships, and business one step at a time. Plus, our Thrive Today feature provides a daily motivation and encouragement in just 3 to 5 minutes a day. So why wait? Sign up for the Thrive Life Collective app today in Apple and Google app stores, and let's continue growing together.
So, in order to grow and improve, you must first be willing to acknowledge and accept that maybe you have a weakness. Don't we all? But one of the best ways to do this is to stop defending and start listening. So take the date night example. The weakness might be you just got overwhelmed with life and you forgot to set that up. And she had that expectation that you would do it. Right? But because you've heard her, you don't have to say that anymore, right? That's something you can just be like, yeah, I didn't do that. You can own it, but you don't have to get defensive. You could simply say, yeah, I've been so busy. I didn't get that done. And I'm sorry, but how about we do that on next Tuesday? Unconventional date night. But why do people get defensive when they receive feedback that challenges or corrects them? You've heard the term fight or flight in describing what happens when someone feels physically threatened. So when a person views ideas or behaviors are threatened, especially when they put in some time, effort, or money into them, there is a similar response known as being defensive. Any suggestion whatsoever that conflicts with their idea or behavior can send a person into defensive mode. The person's nervous system begins to overheat and their body becomes tense. In this state, they are unable to take in much new information as they have become solely focused on defending their position. Now, here are some ways that defensive strategies are used when someone feels challenged, criticized, or corrected. They deny. They make excuses. They challenge it. They rationalize it. They explain it away. They justify it. They blame. They avoid, withdraw, or go on the attack. How many times have you done one of those 10? I've probably done one of those 10, if I'm being honest. I've probably done all 10. Like, let's just be real. But if you learn these skills, it's very few and far between that one of those 10 crop up for me anymore. Usually when I'm at my tiredest, but I know them, I can recognize them. Denying, making excuses, challenging, rationalizing, explaining, justifying, blaming, avoidance, withdrawal, and going on the attack. Take a deep breath in your nose, out your mouth after hearing feedback that you feel is critical or corrective. You can take a break. You can ask for a moment to step away and regain your composure. And stay aware of how being tired or stressed out can cause you to react defensively without meaning to. That's what I was just saying, that I am probably find myself with one of those 10 defensive actions when I'm more tired or stressed out. And be okay and don't expect everyone to see things exactly the same way you do. You are not the same as anyone else on this planet. You do not think like, act like, do anything like anybody else on this planet. So do not expect everybody to agree with you. Listening and hearing are different than agreeing. If you feel attacked, you can communicate that in a calm, respectful manner to the other person. You can look for areas of agreement. You can ask for specific examples. You could be quick to apologize when you should, because it shows that you're willing to be accountable for your behavior. It demonstrates that you can be trusted to take responsibility for your own actions. And please, for the love of everything holy, stay on topic. Don't start bringing in other topics to prove points. And if you're still struggling with the other person's perspective, just thank them for sharing it with you and tell them you need more time to think about it. And when someone is willing to take the time to give you constructive feedback, just listen. Remember that truly confident people are able to listen respectfully to other people's perspectives. Then they can genuinely consider and evaluate if there's truth in what other people are saying to them. So, if you can listen with a focus on what you're learning, the goal is to pay attention and understand what the other person is saying, not wait for your chance to respond. If you feel like you're getting defensive, you're going to take a moment to ask yourself if there's truth in what the other person is saying. And if so, why you're reacting the way you are. Most likely, the other person is honestly sharing about their needs and not yours. Just own your part and apologize. Own and apologize, because a sincere apology can help diffuse tension by showing the other person you're held accountable for your actions. If you need to apologize, some situations you may not. So you can use any of the other ways that I just told you to take a break, think about it longer, to diffuse any situation, and to make the person you're talking to feel heard. Because at the end of the day, that's what makes the change, especially in high conflict situations. And again, I like to tell you things that you could do in life, relationships, and business. Get them in all three. Design a life you can't wait to wake up to. You want to know more about that? Amy@amywine.com. Email me and we'll talk about it. All right. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in to Couch Time. This is Amy Wine, and I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and gained some valuable insights that you can apply to your own life, relationships, and business. Remember, you're capable of achieving anything you set your mind to, and I believe in you. Keep showing up, keep taking action, and keep striving for greatness. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe. I would be forever grateful if you could please leave a rating and a review, and share it with someone who you think could benefit from these conversations. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep living your life authentically and intentionally on purpose, and keep thriving in all areas of your life. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business. And your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're gonna find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com. And let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.